Greetings and welcome to the show. My name is Nithra Sutton, and you are listening to NRA Soul Radio Podcast. Our topics for this platform is all things fashion, art, music, Afrofuturism, cometics, and cannabis. There's plenty of ways to interact with us. This is an interactive platform. You can chat with us. Our chat room is at www.nitrasit.com, nitrasit.com. Go to the portfolio page, scroll down to the bottom, and join our minute chat room. You can call in 1-800-996-6770, extension 101. Leave a message. Tweet us. We've set up a Twitter page, NRSO Radio. Tweet away. Can't wait to get them. Or you can email us. Email us at nrsoradiopodcast@gmail.com. I cannot wait to get your transmissions. Or you can leave a message on Anchor right here. I'll put the link in. You can leave a message here. Remember, if you leave a message here, we will air it. Yay! So be nice. Welcome to NRSO Radio Podcast. Today is October 19, 2021. It is a chilly October morning in NYC, and it is what it is. I had a question, and I want to know if you guys want to engage in this conversation. Historical Black colleges versus mom's kitchen table. So we're discussing the differences of institutional education versus homeschooling. What is your take on it? Where do you feel education is going, public education is going, and do you agree with it? Don't you agree with it? Are you homeschooling? Are you not homeschooling? Will you homeschool or won't you? Let us know. Can't wait to hear. And we're back. This segment is dedicated to the players of instruments and our melody makers. So October 10th in Queens, Springfield Gardens, we launched our maiden voyage of our fall music series. This one titled Chant and Plant Series, where we came together and just made it an incredible evening. This is a epic launch for a Canna series, a Canna tour, because this is a quality show. And we've thought about it for you. We thought about the vendors, the food we want to have there, and the atmosphere. It's definitely mother, father atmosphere. So there's roots and culture. What does that mean? That means there's a code. You know, we're all looking out for each other. Not only the people who are having the event, but the people who are coming to the event. This is a conglomeration and a converging of the mind. So it's something very spiritual. So yeah, we want you to come with the best of energy, understanding that the folks that are putting this on together want the best for you. We're in the wellness business, even though it's under the cannabis umbrella, it is still wellness because we are working with the plant. So if we're asking you guys to come out, we're definitely looking to build the vibration, build the network, come together, whatever you've got going on, we want to expose the community to it. We want you to be exposed to what we're doing. And that's how the network grows. And you are worth your network. So make your net worth grow. Awesome. So Chant and Plant took place on October 10th. It rained earlier that day, but it did. The weather did hold up for us. Everyone came out. We had a group from Philadelphia. We want to shout out the Space Cakes, the Sunflower Space Cakes. We want to shout out V, the Roaming Cannabis Reporter, High Society, High Maintenance Society, excuse me, and everyone from Philly Cannatours who are just dedicated to the wellness of the community and the upliftment people who have just been set to the margins and set aside and really left out of the economic playing field for so long. So now the playing field is sort of being leveled, and we are really experiencing a renaissance in empowerment for the community. We are just watching people just become comfortable, economically comfortable, in short spans of time, able to reach people and do things that they didn't think that they would be able to do or would take longer to do because of finances. And, now finances are becoming something that's no longer like a great issue because, we're making strides into this billion-dollar business. And cannabis is not the only avenue available to us right now. Afrofuturism, black quantum physics is another avenue where music is needed, artists are needed, authors are needed. We need to be writing our own stories. We need to be telling our speaking to our own narrative and writing our own narrative. And we need to understand that this genre is huge, but we have to pour into it to make it so. So we've basically made a platform out of no platform. There was a little scuttlebutt back and forth because of who coined the term. And I really think when it comes to something like that, let's not split hairs. I'm in agreement. Black quantum physics, I'm all for it. Time travel, going back, going forward, picking up the pieces, what we're doing as far as, breaking generational curses, even identifying them and wanting to break out of, stereotypes and do more with our lives. It's epic. So let me give you contact information. If you are an artist and you feel like your music would fit into this platform, we have many others. So if it's not reggae, positive, uplifting music in any kind of genre, maybe another platform. But if you are an artist and you do want to reach out to the platform, let me give you a couple of contact names on Instagram to reach out to. So you can reach out to Life Cree, which is LifeKreec. Okay. And that is Brother Ganja Bird. Or you can reach out to Master Zen L, which is MASTA_ZEN_EL. And that is as far as the people who are organizing who goes on. Okay, that ends there. So please do not contact the people that I'm about to mention now, as far as music is concerned, because these are just people who are part of our group and they do other things. So if you're interested in doing music for the fall music series, for the Chant and Plant platform, please reach out to either Ganja Bird at Life Cree on Instagram or Master Zen L on Instagram. Okay? So the other people that I'm going to give a shout out to are, of course, our group, our people, and we just want to give them a shout out because they are part of this platform, and you can reach out to them if you want to know about when the event is going to take place, if you can roll with them because they're in your area, or whatever else you want to ask about the platform. So the first person I want to have you reach out to on Instagram is Rosie Batty. And that is RosieBaddie_BADDIE_NYC. Okay. And her partner at Akashic Recordings is AKASHIIICUNDERSCORECORDINGZ. Akashic Recordings with the Z at the end and three I's and an underscore in the middle between the two words. The next person you can reach out to, just because they're super talented and their music is everything, is Lion Melta, and that is LION underscore MELTA underscore 1111. Okay. And last but not least, shout out to Philadelphia. These people, these ladies, these sisters are just epic with the understanding and the medicinal services that they are bringing and the professionalism that they are bringing to the canna industry. So shout out to Sunflower Space Cakes. I would really like if you could support her. Just go to her site, check out what she has going on. That's Sunflower, separate word, SPACECAKES. Sunflower Space Cakes. Go check them out. See the whole group. Support them. Absolutely great folks.